Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Cam.
Morena.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. What do you think of our little Tim Free studio setup?
Yeah, it's really cozy, actually. It's quite nice.
Yeah, it's cool,
eh? I like it. Yeah, you guys have got the got the coziest vibe going in a nice little space. And
yeah,
it's good to know that you have a yo-yo around.
Oh, yeah. Always need to be in close proximity to a yo-yo.
The face you just made told me everything I need to know about a yo-yo.
Of course. Oh, don't get it twisted. I'm really good at yo-yoing.
Oh, I'm sure,
Roxanne
yeah.
Roxanne is really good at it.
Okay, great.
She's really good.
She's really good.
We've got some brand new wax to talk about.
Always some good stuff on the shelves. It's Friday, new release day. Always the most exciting day of the week for us. The first one we brought in today is Graham Coxon's Castle Park. This comes as part of a kind of series of reissues that they're doing of Graham Coxon's records. This one was recorded in 2011 and was never released at the time because I believe he was kind of pulled away for some Blur stuff in 2012 when they were releasing The Magic Whip. Mm-hmm. But this was produced by the same producer who did Blur's Think Tank. So it's a really, really cool sound. He's got like a very mod rockish kind of sound going on this record. If you're a fan of Graham Coxon, this one is definitely kind of true to a lot of the stuff that he was kind of doing in like the early 2000s. Along with some other reissues that have also dropped very recently, we've gotten The Golden D and The Sky Is Too High, I believe it's called. If you're a Graham Coxon fan, come on in, grab some Graham Coxon on wax.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And am I right in thinking that this is forest green colour?
Oh, you sure are. This is the limited forest green coloured, and we also have standard black vinyl. So if you're a fan of either,
something
come on in.
Something for everyone. Don't fret, you coloured vinyl haters. It's all going to be okay. Let's listen to Dripping Soul. You're going to die, you're another dripping soul.
We'll be right back.
Beautiful. For the Graham Coxon fans, that's Dripping Soul off of the record Castle Park, which has just been reissued, Cam tells us.
Oh, yeah. Graham Coxon fans, or even fans of Blur, come on in.
Rise up.
Rise up. Show yourselves. London Jazz Classics is the next one we've got in. The first release from Soul Jazz Records. 30 years on, being reissued on beautiful orange vinyl. Mm. This one has become kind of a cult classic in the, well, I guess for Soul Jazz fans, mm-hmm. fans of, the London jazz scene. It's funny because this one was kind of like titled ironically because none of the music is from London. It's not kind of inherently jazz music and none of it was kind of classic at the time. So like it was kind of a bit of an ironic title, but now, funnily enough, it's kind of influenced the London jazz scene a lot.
Mm.
People like Ezra Collective and
yes.
Shabaka Hutchings have been like heavily influenced by music like this.
Yeah.
And they kind of have become classic tunes now. So 30 years on, it kind of is appropriately titled. And we finally have it back on wax. A lot of these tunes as well that are on here became really, really hard to find individually.
Yeah.
And became super expensive to get on wax because they were so sought after. So if you're a fan of this title, then get your hands on it.
Mm. And if you like a lot of those sort of newer artists, good to like study a bit about the fucka papa of
see where
like,
the influence is from.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah. Because a lot of this stuff is kind of I mean, this was like jazz dance, the jazz dance scene in London, and a lot of it's kind of like Latin influenced.
Mm.
And there's some funk stuff on there. It's like a really, really great record, and especially again to see the influence on a lot of those artists is really, really cool. So yeah, if you're a soul jazz fan, if you're a fan of that scene, then come on in, get your hands on this one.
Yummy.
Bright orange vinyl, so much fun.
Bright orange vinyl.
Yeah, I've got a bright orange record and it just always makes me happy.
It's a good
chucking
one.
It on.
And
cute.
It plays on any turntable.
Ooh. Hot tip. Go to Southbound for the hot tips
oh,
on
yeah.
playing your record.
We've got the professionals with us today.
Yeah.
We've got a track, Bananera, from Emilio Santiago.
That's the one.
Let's have a listen, shall
oh,
we?
Oh, yeah.
Sei lá, a bananeira sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei.
Good funky Latin jazz business, eh?
Oh, it's yeah.
So fun.
London Jazz Classics from Soul Jazz, back on vinyl.
Wahoo.
On the shelves now. Nice. On beautiful exclusive orange vinyl.
Love's a compilation.
Oh, yeah.
Several birds, one record, eh?
Oh, yeah. And the final that we brought in today.
Yeah, how are you going to go about this, Ken?
This one's a little interesting. This is Fortiet's alias. Wingdings is the font, and they actually call it the Wingdings Project.
The Wingdings.
People refer to it as the Wingdings Project, but if you go to look it up anywhere, it's going to just be... Blah, 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 blah.
It's going to be... It's kind of giving, like, hieroglyphics.
It's going to be that.
Wait, do that again.
It's going to be that. It's going to be... Honestly, the cool thing about owning this physically...
So you never have to try and search for it.
You never have to try and search for it. And also, looking this up anywhere online or trying to listen to it on streaming or something like that, finding the tracks that you actually want to listen to is, like, it's dang near impossible. Because I was trying to do it last night, and it is so hard to find a track from this record or from this project online, just because they're completely random characters and random fonts, and it's just kind of gibberish. So
do you think that's why they did it?
Maybe but
like,
you know,
it's increased demand for physical media or something,
potentially. And that's awesome, because
we're
all about it. Yeah. And it's what a great way to own something physically, other than, like, you know, than to not know how to pronounce what it's called. But this is Fortiet and his alias. So if you're a Fortiet fan, then definitely give this a listen if you haven't yet. It's his side project. It's kind of a bit more, this one is a little more kind of ambient housey, kind of progressive house. It's a lot of fun, but is definitely, again, hard to find online. So if you're a Fortiet fan and you're into collecting physical, this is one to come get your hands on for sure.
I've always loved this project of his. I mean, there's quite a few to name, but
Well, there's KH.
What a stitch up.
40.
Have there been multiple?
Kieran Hebden. Thank you.
Have there been multiple releases under this alias?
Yeah, there's been quite a few. And that's again, why one of those, it's kind of one of those things where potentially, you know, when you kind of lose things to time on the internet and on streaming and things like that, and then you just kind of never really go back to them. This could definitely be the case with this potentially, because it's so hard to find in general, even on the internet being readily available. So having it physically is really, really cool for one of these releases. So yeah, come on in. Get your hands on it.
Yeah.
The new EP,
and if they don't know how to look for it, they'll just ask you about the Fortiet.
Yeah, we've actually got it in as Fortiet.
Okay,
so,
yeah, cool.
So go to the Fortiet section, and it's also up on the wall. So,
or talk to Cam. He's so friendly.
Come in and say hi. Yeah. We'll talk to anyone there. We're all friendly, guys. None of us bite.
Yes.
Yeah. So Fortiet's brand new project, brand new alias. Well, not brand new alias, but...
Okay, we're going to listen to the rest of this track, which I'm not going to try and pronounce. Thank you very much, Cam.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Cam. Some awesome wax on the shelves today. Everyone, get amongst it. Get out to Southbound this weekend. Buy some physical music.
Oh, yeah. Check
Thanks,
out our
Southbound.
Website. Southbound.co.nz.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Head on over if you want to check them out online.
Booyah.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.